Eve Gomes is now a university student in Maryland, but he may soon have to leave the country.
I still want to continue with my college education, and I want to be able to study here, go to med school.
Gomes is one of thousands of young illegal immigrants who grew up in the United States and are now studying at American colleges and universities. He is doing well in his studies, but he is fighting deportation to India, a country he left with his parents when he was just 14 months old. They were deported more than a year ago.
If I were to go back to India, I would just feel like all of that would have gone to waste, because here at least I'm still able to go to college.
Immigration is a divisive political issue in the United States, with some 11 million people in the country illegally. One element of the debate is the hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to the United States before the age of 16. Pending legislation known as the DREAM Act would give them a chance to become legal residents if they complete 2 years of college or join the military. Melanie Schwartz, a politically conservative student at the University of Texas, explains why some Americans oppose the legislation.
We think it's unfair that students who are illegal immigrants would get a fast track to citizenship while people who did come here legally wouldn't have those same opportunities.
The question is legalization or not.
John Feary also opposes the DREAM Act. He's a political analyst with the Center for Immigration Studies in Washington and is concerned about the act's effect on the economy.
There's a lot of unemployment in the United States right now, and there are many Americans who are, and legal immigrants who are already here, who are desperate for those jobs.
But supporters of the DREAM Act say well-educated immigrants would help the economy. Raul Hinojosa is an immigration research analyst at UCLA.
Not letting them contribute to the economy would not only lose all the financial investment we've already made in this youth, but we would lose literally trillions of dollars of potential value added that they want and are ready to contribute to the U.S. economy.
That's exactly what Eve Gomes wants to do, finish school and become a doctor. He says without the DREAM Act, many students' dreams will be lost.
They're studying at Harvard, they're studying at UCLA, the top universities. They all have bright futures, and yet, like, because of the system, they're going to be told to go home. Go back to a country they don't even know.
Mi nombre es Lizette Quiñones. Yo llegué.
Lizette Quiñones came to the U.S. from Colombia when she was just 10 years old. 14 years later, she's graduating from a university with a degree in computer graphics, but worries about finding a good job because she's not a legal resident.
I can never think on goals, you know, farther away than maybe a week, because I'm not even certain after that week or maybe after that night where I'm going to actually wake up, maybe in a jail or something, or maybe back in Colombia.
The DREAM Act has failed to win passage in Congress since it was first introduced 10 years ago. Now time is running out for passage this year, and opposition Republicans have threatened to block it. Eve Gomes hopes that won't happen. He wants to finish school and eventually become a U.S. citizen. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Rockville, Maryland.